Mark 15. And immediately in the morning, the chief priests, having taken counsel with the elders and scribes and the whole Sanhedrin, bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him up to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And he answered and said to him, "Thou sayest." And the chief priests accused him urgently. And Pilate asked him again, saying, "Answerest thou nothing? See of how many things they bear witness against thee." But Jesus still answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. But at the feast he released to them one prisoner, whomsoever they begged of him. Now there was the person named Barabbas, bound with those who had made insurrection with him, and that had committed murder in the insurrection. And the crowd, crying out, began to beg that he would do to them as he had always done. But Pilate answered them, saying, "Will ye that I release to you the king of the Jews?" For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him up through envy. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd, that he might rather release Barabbas to them. And Pilate answering said to them again, "What will ye then that I do to him whom ye call king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him!" And Pilate said to them, "What evil then has he done?" But they cried out the more urgently, "Crucify him!" And Pilate, desirous of contenting the crowd, released to them Barabbas, and delivered up Jesus when he had scourged him, that he might be crucified. And the soldiers led him away into the court which is called the Praetorium, and they called together the whole band, and they clothe him with purple, and bind round on him a crown of thorns which they had plaited. And they began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck his head with a reed, and spat on him, and bending the knee, did him homage. And when they had mocked him, they took the purple off him, and put his own clothes on him. And they lead him out, that they may crucify him. And they compel to go with them a certain passer-by, Simon, a Cyrenian, coming from the field, the father of Alexander and Rufus, that he might carry his cross. And they bring him to the place called Golgotha, which, being interpreted, is place of a skull. And they offered him wine to drink, medicated with myrrh, but he did not take it. And having crucified him, they part his clothes amongst themselves, casting lots on them what each one should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the superscription of what he was accused of was written up, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucify two robbers, one on his right hand and one on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, "And he was reckoned with the lawless." And they that passed by reviled him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and descend from the cross." In like manner the chief priests also, with the scribes, mocking with one another, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ the King of Israel descend now from the cross, that we may see and may believe." And they that were crucified with him reproached him. And when the sixth hour was come, there came darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is, being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And some of those who stood by, when they heard it, said, "Behold, he calls for Elias." And one, running and filling a sponge with vinegar, fixed it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, "Let alone, let us see if Elias comes to take him down." And Jesus, having uttered a loud cry, expired. And the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom. And the centurion who stood by over against him, when he saw that he had expired, having thus cried out, said, truly this man was Son of God. And there were women also looking on from afar off, among whom were both Mary of Magdala and Mary the mother of James the Less and of Joseph and Salome, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered to him, and many others who came up with him to Jerusalem. And when it was already evening, since it was the preparation, that is, the day before a Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor who also himself was awaiting the kingdom of God, coming, emboldened himself and went into Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And Pilate wondered if he were already dead. And having called to him the centurion, he inquired of him if he had long died. And when he knew from the centurion, he granted the body to Joseph. And having bought fine linen, and having taken him down, he swathed him in the fine linen, and laid him in a sepulcher which was cut out of rock, and rolled a stone to the door of the sepulcher. And Mary of Magdala and Mary the mother of Joseph saw where he was put.